Welcome, everyone. This is your friendly neighborhood psychic medium, Derek White Sky Cloud, and you're listening to a show called Between Two Worlds, and I'm here to teach you or share with you about your spiritual journey, or if you want to share about you with me with your or my spiritual journey, I'll share back and forth, or just reverse. Anyways, it has been a rainy day and pretty wild week for everybody, I'm sure. Anyways, to get started here, I'll let you guys all know ahead of time that we have our phone numbers, and one is, they're all toll-free. So if anybody wants to call in today, it's actually going to be my mediumship. Today I'm not going to have any guests on, just myself. I'll be talking about whatever comes up tomorrow. Anyways, their phone numbers are toll-free numbers, 877-876-5227, that's for the U.S., and the Canadian callers are 888-810-8322, and the direct lines for those of you who are actually calling internationally is 530-876-3222. I'm a little bit floored right now about what just before I got started, and then the reason why, because there was actually a program I just finished listening to earlier. Friends of mine asked me to come on to listen to their program, and they have, there's this new box that is, it was invented by a couple of people, and this box itself looks like a CB radio. But it has the ability to talk to those who are passed away. And they make contact with loved ones that are already passed over in spirit. All they do is talk to the radio, and the radio call talks to you back. Whatever question you ask, that person in spirit, with their own voice, will talk back to you. Whatever question you ask by a loved one who's passed away. I was blown away listening to this program for the last 3 hours, and they're running it on overtime, another station, but just to share that with you, because basically you'll get the archives coming up. I will mention about the show, the people to look up their website and to listen to the show itself, to have their archives, and I'm telling you, it just blew me away. I was totally floored. I knew there was something out there that could communicate with spirit. You know, we always talk about doing EVPs, which is basically called electronic voice phenomena. We would either use a tape recorder type or a digital tape recorder to tape their sound for their voice to come through to share their answers. But it's always the voices are always shortened, like very, very brief or very hard to get through. And you would hardly get a sound of the person's real voice. Normally, it's always high-pitched or deep. Very few people actually have their original voice that would come through a tape recorder. But this particular machine that the show itself, listening to this machine that they used, and everybody was asking individual questions. And I'll tell you, it's something that I was in awe of it. I mean, basically, this actually beats being a medium, making contact with those loved ones, because basically you're listening to your own airwaves, your own thoughts, making contact with your spirit that way, with your own physical body, because your body itself has electrical current in it, which basically you can, for example, if you put your hand on an antenna, you do create a bit of a static. That's the reason why, because your body does have a little bit of electricity. That's why, for example, you stick your finger in the wrong socket and you get voltage, your body cannot withhold all of the ions, so to speak, because there's such, depending on the amount of voltage that's in the electrical line current. But if you can handle, like, say, 2,000 volts, it's not so bad compared to 10, 20, 30,000 volts, which pretty well almost sometimes can kill you. It depends on each person. This machine that they used, now apparently there's 30 of them made, and used by certain people, that they are paranormal investigators. And they have experimented this one now. It's located in the States. And they just finished having a paranormal investigators gathering. And it was quite the show. It was quite the gathering. I wish I was there. I didn't know anything about it because it basically was located in the States. If I had known about it, I probably would have went down there myself, but I didn't know anything about this. So this is actually something brand new that was introduced at this location. And, I mean, like I said, even all the paranormal investigators themselves from every part of the United States were down there, and they've all experienced exactly what they did not expect. Because sometimes people, when they're experimenting with certain kind of machinery, they're saying, well, this can do this, this could do that. And like some friends of mine have said, you know, we're not too sure. It's kind of skeptical because basically not many people can actually make contact with loved ones through radio. I mean, we've always talked about that. We've actually seen the TV series called White Noise, and you do get white noise. That's basically what it sounds like, is white noise. And yet the sound of their voices are actually coming through. So this is actually starting to begin to be reality. And, I mean, even though I did ask the question, I asked them, can these things be sold? And they said, no, we cannot sell them. But if any of you actually need to make contact with that person to see what can be done or what is possible to make contact with them to see if you want to talk to your loved ones that way, that is very possible. But I would say I can pass them on to you for you to make contact with them that way if you want to see if you can actually hear your loved one's voice come through this particular machine. I was listening to the program itself. I was totally blown away because everybody had a different voice coming through, and everyone said, that's my parents, my mother's name, my mother's voice, my father's voice, my sister, my brother, somebody was coming through. I became quite emotional because my body was vibrating listening to the airwaves. I mean, because basically I had my headset on listening to the program, and I felt like I was with those spirits. I felt like I was one of them. You know, it was a very dramatic, and it made me feel kind of teary-eyed because here all of a sudden you've always wanted to make contact with a loved one that you know yourself thinking you'll never hear them again. You know their voice. But having to hear their voice come through, not recorded, not a tape recorder, but through a specific machine. Now, this particular machine, I did email the website to this station, bbsradio.com. I let Don Newsom know about this, and they can look up on it and read on this. So if you folks are actually interested in having to know more about this, I do recommend to either write to Don to get the website. And or if you want to contact me later on, I'm under whiteskycloud@yahoo.com, and I can pass the information on for you. And like I said, it's something that I wasn't over. I was like in between radio shows because normally a friend of mine, his radio show is never done until it's always done at 7 o'clock Pacific Standard, and then I'm on an hour later. But they decided to go over time because they were so excited to talk about this particular new electronic instrument that is used now by paranormal investigators, and I was just like totally in awe noticing and being a witness, not next to it, be witnessed by listening to it. That's what really floored me, and I was like, wow, totally in wow. I mean, there's nothing with no other words you can actually say is wow. But I did email a lot of people that are in the paranormal field, this particular website, and if they, again, they want to make contact with these people, I do recommend to check them out. It's something that you may say that you may not believe it, or you may think it may not be true. Well, a lot of these paranormal investigators and researchers, the first thing they look for is actually the skepticism of saying, well, yeah, we'll see. But they were all convinced, and no one had to convince anybody. They listened. They questioned, and they listened, and I was just totally floored. So, again, I would say for having to see something or witness something like this, it had a crackly sound. There was snapping, crackling, and then all of a sudden you hear the person's voice come through, almost like a walkie-talkie. And then it would quit. Like whatever their question was, they would give you the answer. And some of their energy that I felt came through is very strong. Sometimes I feel that some of them that were users, their energy was stronger than some, than most. So they sometimes would answer for that other person. Or if that particular person wishes to step forward with their voice to answer their loved one, they would step through and they would say some things that even personal questions. In fact, my friend here, that when he did ask one particular question about a best friend of his that passed away back in 89, before he passed, he said to him, he says, well, if you have anything special to tell me, a certain word, basically a certain, a code word or a special name that he would call him, only between those two they would know that name. When he asked that question, his friend answered him through the through that particular machine and told him the name he called him. And the guy was like, whoa. I mean, he knew that it was him. He just knew, and he was, like, totally ecstatic about it. So, anyways, it's a very good show to listen to, and I do recommend it. And they get me to come on once a month to do an interview with them as well as a medium. And they do interview me there. They do paranormal investigating, these folks. So they're doing a lot of work back and forth. They like to work with a lot of hosts, anybody who actually has other radio programs of their own. And anybody who's ever had experiences, they also look forward to having them come on there and to listen to their show. So we're all sharing back and forth with each other about any new information that's happening in the paranormal field. Anyways, any of you folks out there who are interested in asking any questions, if you have anything that's regarding making contact with your loved one, I promise you, I'll tell you one thing, I don't have the machine, but I am a medium, and I do have the ability to talk to those who passed over, so if you actually have any questions or anything you want to ask me, feel free to give me a call. I'll give you the numbers again. It's 877-876-5227. That's in the U.S. And in Canada, that's 888-810-8322, and the other line for the international line is 530-876-3222. I also like to welcome the people that are in the chat room, and we do have a chat room, BBS Radio chat room here. It's available, so if anybody wants to come in and do a chat line and ask any questions through that way, they're more than welcome to. We also have the fast chat line, too, so if you have a question that you may want to make it really quick and say, boom, boom, there you go, Derek, this is for you, I have a question for you. That one as well, and I'd also like to recognize our affiliates that are syndicating us, they're carrying us in other parts of the world, and I'd like to acknowledge the Netherlands, Big End, I believe. Our show is being carried on to their station in the Netherlands, and also I'd also recognize Liam Ramsey's Underworld, where she too also is picking us up on her radio show, and I'd like to thank her for welcoming our show onto her station in Australia. So we're a little bit on the down under, and that is fabulous. Anyways. Now, to go further, what we're doing here, there have been a lot of people lately. I just finished doing a church service just last Sunday, and I do it once a month for our spiritual church, and I have a lot of people always asking me the same question. They always say, you know, Derek, how did you become a medium, and what makes you so different from other people? That's exactly true. We are different from each other because we come out with different personalities. Some of us have the ability to have the comfort to talk on radio, work on television without having to feel shy about it. There are people out there that, even for example, people like yourself out there that are in the public that are also shy of themselves, that may not want to ask them any questions, or they'd rather just sit there and listen to the show. That's fine. I mean, at least I know very well that you guys are listening in and having a great time. So sometimes we just don't always have a thought in our thinking, you know, brain at the time, because we have so much things in our mind at work, and we don't always worry about having to worry what's going to happen next, so to speak. But the work that I do, it has come about with me for many, many years, and my work is becoming much busier, much more busier. I am working on a TV series here in Canada, and that's going to be coming up in the near future. We're getting that pretty well sorted out. Right now, I'm unable to. I don't want to go any further into the TV series until I get moved, because I've already bought myself a home, so a house. So I'm making that quick move and move in, and then we can just focus on that program. So I'm looking forward to having all these neat things happening for me this year, and especially 2007 is actually, to me, it's a phenomenal year. And it's also, I guess, what people say when you add up the numerology of being a 9. That's pretty well saying you're just finishing off old things and beginning new things. So that's pretty well what's happening right now. We're just finishing off old things, beginning new. And I'm looking forward to it. Now, the thing is that being in this field as a medium, I do a lot of cases from once in a while to help the police or even help loved ones to help search self cases. Those have passed over. Unsolved cases, making contact with loved ones. What made me decide? Okay, someone says here, why did I decide to do this? Spirit pushed me into it. They impressed me into it. I'll give you an example. I had an incident happen to me. I was a carpenter by trade, and I was making cat furniture for a living for about 10 years. I mean, yeah, scratching posts and cat furniture, looks really neat things. I was very well known in my area here, and I was doing some work, cutting some lumber, but I had some very heavy lumber above me, and I was doing some adjustments, and I hurt my back on site, and I thought I would get better because, you know, being myself, being such a large person, I wasn't large as in fat, that was just very stocky, but I somehow hurt my back, and I don't know how it happened, but I did. And I decided, basically I was forced to rest my back and taking, you know, sort of called painkillers and all that. But the thing is that I realized after I had to make some changes. So, is there something coming on?
Hello?
Hello?
Can you hear me? This is Mark.
Yes, Who am I talking to?
I'm Mark. I'm in Seattle.
Hi, Mark. How are you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. I just found your show. This is the first time I listened to it.
Well, good.
So you're a spiritual medium?
Yes, I am.
I was wondering, can I ask to have contact with some past relatives?
With your relatives?
Yeah, I mean, do you sense anything, or can I ask for a specific relative?
Yeah, I want to say this, Mark. There is a fellow here that I'm being told here really quick. I'm not sure if your father had passed. Your dad passed?
Yes, he has.
Okay, because I'm getting the dad very strong, and he's also talking about Michael. Who's Michael?
I don't know.
Now, the way it sounds to me, sounds like Mike or Michael.
Well, I'm Mark, but, you know, it's pretty close.
Who went by the name of Mike?
His name, there was a person I knew by the name of Michael who's passed away. He was kind of a spiritual leader of sorts, but he's deceased.
Okay. Your dad is letting you know that Michael's with him? They're standing side by side.
Oh, that's interesting.
Okay, and this Michael is acknowledging you for a reason. And I want to say that, I want to point out very importantly for you, I do see a briefcase in your hand that you're doing negotiating, that you're doing negotiations, like you're actually working on a new project or putting something together. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does.
Okay, that this business that you go into is going to be very successful. But you need to believe in it, because I feel like I'm really impressed that you need to do this.
Hmm. Should be very interesting then. Yeah.
Okay.
I'm working on maybe getting together with a professor and going back to graduate school.
being in school?
Yeah, in graduate school.
Okay. Okay. Now, also here is there someone by your family name by the name of Orville?
Not that I know of.
Oral or Orville? Oral, like O-R-A-L or Orville?
No.
It's a really, I haven't heard a name like that before. This person actually has an English name, like an English connection, like I would say England, to your family.
Well, I think in past lives, you were mostly of Scandinavian descent.
Okay. And also, who was actually, was your dad connected to the military, or was your grandfather?
On his side, I guess he spent some time in the Army. I have a, my maternal grandfather was in the Air Force. I mean,
okay.
His brother was in the Air Force, I'm sorry.
Your dad was in the military, or yes or no?
Well, he was for a couple of years, but my mother's father's brother, her uncle
okay.
was a lifer in the Air Force.
Okay, that makes sense. Because I was being shown a military uniform around you. Now, they're telling me that you may feel you're dealing with a little bit of upheaval, you know, like not a negative, like not a very bad way, but you may feel a little bit distraught at times. They're pointing out to me, let you know that not to worry about it, that things will work itself out.
I hope so.
And your dad told me to tell you that he's going to send you messages like in codes. That means that he will try to make contact or has made contact with you in your dream time.
Yeah, even though I didn't really grow up with him, I didn't know him that well. I have had quite a few dreams about him since he's passed.
Okay. And who talks about UFOs all the time?
No one in my family except I have it turned off. I have another channel, and they have a UFO person on.
Was your dad involved in it?
No.
Okay. Or were you involved in it when you were quite young?
I read about it, but basically I don't really subscribe to UFOs.
Okay, for some reason, you may decide or have, well, this is basically a simple decision, but you may end up becoming more interested in it through the years.
Well, yeah.
Have you had sight of them yourself?
Psychism? I haven't had any UFO experience, but I really have had a lot of reincarnation experiences. I have moderate levels of mediumship. So I can't turn on and off, but you know, they do exist. I do have quite a few psychic dreams.
Yeah. The funny thing, like you're doing a lot of research here, I'm being told, and also like I'm being shown a Sasquatch.
A what?
A Sasquatch.
Sasquatch.
Okay. Mark, are you there? Mark, are you there?
Yeah, I'm still back.
Yeah, I lost you. What happened?
Yeah, I guess it happened to you, too.
Yeah, we just both lost each other all of a sudden. I was talking about Sasquatch, and you went, what? And they quit. Have you ever talked about Sasquatch? Have you ever thought about bringing that up in a subject one time?
Well, it's mentioned, you know, I'm in Seattle, so it's mentioned around here, and there's actually a publisher named Sasquatch Press. But I guess I'm studying a little bit of anthropology, so I guess different cultures believe in different forms of Sasquatch, and they actually may be more realistic in other parts of the world.
Yeah. For some reason, I'm impressed to say that word Sasquatch to you, because most likely down the road, I feel that you're going to end up doing is writing a book over, like, through some type of publication, or talking about that type of subject.
Yeah, that's interesting.
Does that make sense?
Well, I can identify more with primate evolution, though, and, you know, chimpanzees and bonobos and orangutans.
Yeah.
And, you know, I guess people...
Most likely, you'll probably end up being a writer down in the future, which will probably be more like will be something that will benefit you in your lifestyle. Okay. Your dad tells me here. Your dad's still with me, by the way. He says to me, he shows me that I feel like when your dad passed, I want to say there's cancer connected to him. Yes or no? Yes.
No, he had kind of demented. He had pneumonia.
Yeah, but it's like within the did he deal with a lot of drugs like medications, and he felt so swollen in his head.
Right, they sedated him quite a bit because he's a big man, and then he was kind of he was demented, so I guess he was having a lot of outbursts and stuff. So.
Yeah, the way your dad shows me here that he said the word cancer, so either it's cancer, passing cancer, or the month of July is important to you.
My mother did die of lung cancer.
Your mom passed lung cancer?
Yeah, he had some cancer, but it didn't make him pass. I guess he had colon cancer or something.
Okay. That makes a lot of sense. Okay. Both of them are together?
They were divorced for many years, and she, in fact, divorced her second husband. So, yeah, I spoke to another medium and said they together, but
they are both together as friends. So there's no enemies, there's no anger, there's no frustration, there's no apologies. They already know the situation dealt with in the past, but they are near each other.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah, so they are getting along, I should say. They're just getting along. Who in the family talked about the barber? Or someone going into hairdressing?
Well, his daughter, my half-sister, she's a cosmetician.
Okay. Because I'm being shown a red straight, you know, like the pole, the barber's pole. I'm being shown that. I've acknowledged that family. And that's actually by a loved one that's in spirit on her side. Okay. Are you there?
Yeah, I'll have to ask her about it. I don't know anything about that.
Yeah, just mention it to her, because you're going to end up being the messenger to that person. Okay?
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, well,
take care of yourself.
Nice talking to you.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Okay. Now, his phone was a little bit glitchy. I felt like he was talking on his cell phone. And there was a little bit of hesitation, so he probably could have been listening to the radio station itself while he's talking to me. But sometimes that happens, you know, when people like to hear their voices on radio. So I notice, like, we like to hear ourselves once in a while. We had a bit of a shutdown for temporary. I guess there was a bit of a glitch in the phone lines. That happens quite not too often, but it's happened once in a while. Now, getting back to, being in the mediumship field, there are a lot of people that do things in this world that keep things going. So, I hear a caller. Is there a caller there?
Yes, this is Scott.
Hi, Scott. How are you doing?
Fantastic. How are you?
Good. And where are you from?
I'm from Ohio.
Ohio.
Yes.
Yeah, they got the O in Ohio. They got a movie out on that right now.
They do.
Yeah, it's called the O in Ohio.
Wow.
It may have a meaning. What can I do for you, sir?
Okay, just wondering. I'm trying to work with the mounds here in Ohio and some grid lines, and just looking for some more input or information from whoever comes through to help me and some guidance?
Okay. I have a female here who's in spirit. I'm not too sure if it's your mother or grandmother, but it's a female in spirit. She's passed. I'm showing her here that she left this world through, I want to say, dealing with a heart condition, and I'm also showing here, I don't know what, somebody's in the family or business that actually had something to do with alcohol or beer, or worked with beer.
Not that I know of.
Okay. No. They're showing me a beer brewery.
Okay.
I feel that possibly, Scott, you may have a relative who's in spirit. I really strongly feel this, that two things. There's actually an investigation that one of your family members has passed, that the investigation was never solved by the police. That's a loss of a loved one. The other one, I'm being shown a brewery, and which I feel that you have an ancestor that actually was connected to the brewery.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know of any investigation.
Okay. To me, I'm being shown an investigation that was somebody that went missing.
Okay.
And the name, like an S, as like a Sarah or Sharon, that went missing quite a few years ago, possibly around your parents' age when they were quite young.
Okay.
And I would check it out, ask a family member here if you know anything about that.
Okay.
Because I'm being shown a sheriff's badge, and I'm being shown the investigation itself was never solved. But they're also saying here that most likely you'll be hearing more about it. Now, possibly the name of the brewery may have something to do with this investigation.
Okay.
Okay, the girl herself may have died near a brewery, or been connected to the brewery, but somehow your ancestors or one of your relatives are connected to this brewery a long time ago. I would say around 1952 to 1956.
Okay.
That somebody, I guess this person in spirit, knows your relatives that wants this missing person solved, that's missing. But okay. You're somehow, your family are connected to it, and I have a funny feeling that you're yourself will be involved investigating this.
Okay. I can bring that up.
Because you have a lot of curiosity and mystery.
Well, the more mysteries, more about the Earth, the programming of our Earth grid, more mystery in that of where did the blueprints and where did they get the information to set the mounds up and the designs of the mounds, the Earth mounds? That's the mysteries that's really intrigued with. We have
so this is more of a sideline. You'd be pulled into this later on. This is something that probably ended up being personal to the family.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I
okay.
can. Yeah.
And is there someone by the name of Monica in your family? Monique or Monica?
Not that I know of. No.
Okay. I know I'm not off because they're bringing up her name. Now, you married or not?
Yes, I'm married.
Okay. There's this woman. Her name is, I believe it's Monica. I really feel like Monica, not a Monique.
Okay.
And I feel that this woman here will be making contact with you, not through a relationship, but through a business connection. And it may reflect specifically in what you're doing regarding having to investigate, again, Earth grids and all that other type of stuff. Okay. You're going to meet her somehow. You're going to hear her name. Now, I don't know what Mexico has got to do with you, but there's a Mexican connection to you as well.
Okay.
So whether you'd be going to Mexico to do some investigating or Mexico as a trip, but you're involved in this.
Some of the Mayan ruins, that type thing.
Yeah.
That's been on my mind.
Yeah. I would recommend it. Oh, wait a minute here. Just said something. Machu Picchu.
Yeah,
you got to go there. You got to go to Machu Picchu. You'll be called there, and you already knew that. Okay?
Yes, sir.
And within 2 years, years, let's say within 2 years, 2 months to 2 years, you'd be heading out that direction to the investigation. Now, when I said before that you have, most likely, you are making a return back to that area that you once lived there before in a previous life.
Yes.
Like you're completing a journey that you never finished.
Okay.
And this is going to help you come to terms with your personal self and well-worth. Okay?
Yes, sir.
Does that make sense?
Yes, I'm sure, yes. That's got to be some ties there because it's strong for me to be working in this arena, you know. And I'm sure that that it's all where this grid, all of this is tied together. It's just trying to get.
Have you done radio yourself?
No, I haven't.
Don't be surprised that you eventually will be talking to people on radio in the future. Okay.
Yeah.
And I'm not talking about you and me talking back and forth this way, asking a question. I feel that eventually that person can you'll be interviewed. So you'll be drawn in towards it eventually in the future. Because I feel like you'll have information that very few people will know. That, again, when I talked to a person previously before, that I feel like there's a book written, something that you want to scribe. And it's almost like I want to say there's scrolls. To me, I'm being shown scrolls in front of me.
Yes.
That you have an interest in, I guess you call the word, the secret.
Yes.
You know, here we talk about the secret. But there's something there that will influence you to desire to me it's like a symbol. You'll be desiring to look for that typical secret.
What kind of symbol do you see?
To me it looks like a symbol of a marking, and almost like it's something that you are talking about or had talked about getting a tattoo. But that symbol will be on you, it'll be a mark on your arm. Okay. It's something that you, if you haven't had it done yet, you'll end up putting it on your arm eventually. But when you find that symbol, you end up tattooing it. But it's a connection to your past. Not in this life, past life.
And how far, how many past lives, or what year of time?
I would say you're looking around 1400 or even earlier. The year 400 or the year 1400. One of the two. Because I feel like when you're there, you're at the bottom of the temple. You are nothing, like you're not a, would you call it, you were not a special person. Like some people say, well, you know, oh, how special was I, what was my job? Mm-hmm. I feel like you're more like you're just there. You're helping to prepare people or being a participant in the preparation of just living life, just being in that time. But for some reason, you're always looking up to the top of the temple, but you never really climbed it. And for some reason, that was your journey you never finished. Because you were always curious what was at the top.
I can believe that.
Okay?
Yeah.
So you're still looking up, and once you get to the top, you'll know exactly what you need to find. And there will be a symbol of bird feathers. To me, it looks like parrot feathers or parrots. But the symbol of parrot, to me, possibly could be Mayan, or could possibly be Incan, but there's a certain picture being shown here of someone who's got both their arms straight up in the air, and they're wearing like a headdress, and there's feathers coming out off their headdress. But for some reason, you will be connected to that particular headdress, not wearing it, but somehow seeing a picture of it, or drawing of it, or something as a symbol that it will help you remember. And they're also talking about, they're showing me this eye, like an eye as a person. And it's a symbol that you will find that as well. And I feel like that's probably where that symbol will be on your arm. And the eye has nothing to do with Egypt. This is the eye of something else that may connect you to specifically, per se, the Mayan trip. Okay?
Yes.
You've always had such inquisitiveness since you're a little guy, since you're a little boy,
right,
that you've always wanted to, I guess you'd say, you've always found the teachers boring.
Right.
Because you somehow knew that you already had an education, but you just built up to it.
Exactly.
Does that make sense?
Oh, yeah. That's exactly right.
Yeah. So the thing is that the world may feel like it's following you and that you're not wanting to follow it, but you're also telling them to play catch-up, but you get frustrated.
Uh-huh.
Okay?
Yes.
It's because you are... Now, it's not. I'm not going to use the word indigo because it's not what they call in. Like, you're just such a huge, what you call a highly spiritual being that has been still searching for himself for many generations to say, what is it that I need to find that will I will be finally be at peace?
Exactly.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, that hits perfectly, right on the.
Okay. So basically, this is what they're pointing out. Once you do your journey, it's your trek, you will find peace, and then your life is going to change, not as a dramatic way of saying, well, to heck with my wife, to heck with my kids, to heck with this. You're not going to do that. You're going to have them with you. But it's like a journey that you're going to finally feel like you belong. Okay?
Uh-huh.
Not feeling like you need to leave, but you belong. And you will know what you need to do because you'll be guided by a being that you have right now with you, a being. This being is extraterrestrial.
Okay.
I feel like once you make that contact, you need to sit still and let yourself meditate more and listen. And look for that eye, basically talking about the third eye. So sit and listen for the direction and start writing things down instead of having to say, well, I don't have time for that. You need to sit still so they can actually get through to you.
Okay.
Okay?
Yes.
You'll feel a lot better about that.
Yes.
Okay?
Okay.
Okay.
I give you a big hug and kiss and send you lots of light and love. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Take care, Scott.
Very beautiful. Thank you.
Bye-bye. Okay. Now, it's interesting. Everybody's life has a different path that they take. And like, even though myself, the same way, we always have something different. We always think that we're going one way, and all of a sudden it gets changed the other way. And some people say, well, it's God's work. Well, God made you do that. And it's not really as much God telling us what we have to do. It's what is it, what we desire. And if we have interest in something that we feel that we're not complete, it's because we've been searching for it since before we're born. It's like there's a quest that we put on on our scroll. You know, this is all based on our lives that we've lived from past lives. And we look at those scrolls and we'll say, okay, now I want to do this life. And then we'll look at this. So you're looking at that scroll and you're making choices. And when you decide to make those choices, you become successful with it. If you decide not to go any further with it and you hesitate on it, doesn't mean you're not going to complete that journey. Because if you do pass away, did not finish that journey, and a lot of people told me, you know, they'll say, well, you know, so-and-so, they died, they never finished becoming a dentist, they never finished being a doctor, they never finished completing their lifestyle of being somebody who they wanted to do. They wanted to always venture but never finished it. Yes, they did, because what happened was, even if they didn't have that journey completed in the physical life, they'll come back again in the next life and continue it on, because that sound memory will carry over and say, you know what, I have an interest in becoming a doctor, and I don't know why, but I need to do that. But yet you're completing a journey of whatever occupation you choose, and you're completing a journey having to fulfill your dream and the lifestyle that you would desire. So this is what happens. And we look forward to doing these lifestyles. Now, when I was a kid, I've always had such sensitive ways of responding to people. I would, like my mother said, I've always been very a sensitive child. Not a crybaby. I was never a crybaby. I never wah-wahed. I just basically stood my ground, and I was always curious about watching people. And some people would look at me and say, why do you stare at me? Well, because I'm, you know, when you're a kid, you're going like, I don't know. I'm just dim. I am. But you're thinking things about what something tells you what that person is like. And that's how most people become intuitives or the psychic, because they are looking at people and they're thinking, And I'm sure you're all like that out there. You're all thinking to yourself, I wonder what she's like, or I wonder what he's like. So you're thinking to yourself, well, okay, in response, exterior, what kind of person they would be like to you. Then interior, meaning interior means you're looking inside themselves. And if spirit allows that, you get to see what that person's all about. And you begin to feel their emotions. So as long as you are spending enough time with them, whether it's on the phone or whether it's across the room from you or just being your next-door neighbor, no matter what it is, whoever you feel you need to say thing or look at them or feel them, or you feel that you need to say something, don't be afraid. You know, like some people say, well, I'm kind of nervous. I don't want to say nothing to them. I don't want them to think badly about me. If there's something you're not too sure about and you feel that you need to say something to them and you know it's kicking your butt and you want to say it, say it. Walk up and say, excuse me, but I need to tell you this. If it's possible to share that with you, is this so-and-so, so-and-so about you? Are you this kind of a person? Now, some people will say, why, you're rather snoopy. Very few say that. But why do you ask, they say? Because I'm just curious. Now, I've never had anybody say to me, well, you're just too bloody nosy. I never heard those words. Not very, very, very few. If I did share something with them, they've always said to me, well, I didn't realize that I look that way or I act that way or I reflect that way. So what you're doing is you're actually helping them, too. You're helping them to improve themselves because some people, I'm sure you've met them out there, some will stand in the street corner and look miserable. Literally, they will actually stand and look miserable. Not because they don't have money. That doesn't mean that they're rich. They may be having a bad day, or maybe because that's the way they look. So sometimes we need to look inside them to find out what kind of person they're like, and you'll feel a whole lot better knowing that they're not so bad. And I've had a fellow walk up to me one time when I had this van, and I had a, and how he approached me this way is because when I had this van that it was an RV van, and I was parking it in a mall parking lot, an older fellow in his late 70s walked up to me and just stared at me, gave me the meanest, growly look at you and believe, and I thought, okay, what did I do to you? But I ignored him and I walked away. I was walking into the mall, walked around with my wife, and I came back out later, and here he is standing in the parking lot. Again, next to my vehicle, and I get into my vehicle. Then he walked up to my vehicle, and he asked me to roll my window down. So I rolled my window down, and he said, you know what? I'd like to apologize to you how you may think that how mean of a person I am to you. But, he said, I thought you were somebody really a trouble. I thought you were some sort of a drug dealer, and I didn't like the way you look. But you know what? He said, I looked at you and I felt your energy, and he says, you're a nice guy. You're not so bad. He says, I want to apologize. He says, you're okay. And then he walked away. Now, I mean, that shocked me. I mean, what am I going to say? Like, okay. You know, what am I going to say? I was in shock. But that's what happens. People, they start to make opinions about you before they even know you. Before anybody decides to make opinions. Make sure you know what they're like inside. And that means what type of a heart they have. If they're good people, if they're bad people, if they're having a bad day. Sometimes you need to use your intuition and say, now, was their day bad? Or did they have a hard time that day? Or did they have a hard time that week? Or are they really having financial problems? Because there are people out there today that are actually struggling a great deal. And we're always wondering, you know, we're always curious about the earth, about its results. We keep hearing about the New World Order, all these bad people supposed to be doing all these bad things sometimes, and you hear in the media is terrible for that. They like to make things so negative for us, and we're always worried about what's going to happen next, and we make ourselves sick and losing sleep over it. I find that ridiculous. You have a fulfilled life. For example, anybody who comes to me and wants to take classes and learn to become a medium or a psychic or an intuitive or a healer, why would God waste his time to let you heal or learn how to become a healer if you're already supposed to know that 2012 is supposed to be the end of time? But it's not. It's a continual source of life. It's a change. they call it the coming of the new age. All it really is the coming of the old age. It's all the coming of the old ways that were carried upon, that we learned about way long time ago, that helped us learn to understand our spiritual path, and that we become more humble, we become more spiritual, more open to ourselves, and not always in a specific religion. It's just learning how to learn to become more sensitive to the earth, learn how to take care of it, learn how to take care and respect your fellow man, learn how to become a human being and not someone who wants to kill. Yes, we can defend our lives at times. We need to defend our families, but sometimes our governments go too far and say, we want revenge. Did God tell you that he wanted revenge? No, never did. It's mankind that said they wanted revenge because they believe that one person or a bunch of people from another country, because of one word, one man's word, saying, well, they did it, it's their fault. We're going to go after them now. Ridiculous. Why bother go after them? Why not find out why they did it? Fix it. Nobody asked why. They just want revenge. So the thing is that we're going to need to look at inside them, what made them decide to do this. Learn what's inside of you before you become to judge people, before you know what really is happening. But when you start judging someone because of the way you look at them, no matter what kind of clothing they wear, what they sing, what they eat, where they're from, what kind of parts of the world, we always judge them because society, media, tells us this is the way it is. Guess what? You judge yourself what kind of people they're like. You've got neighbors out there right now that are all from different parts of the world. They're all foreigners from speaking Spanish, Europeans, Russians, Germans, Slovenians, straight down to from Saudi Arabia, Muslim, you name it, they're all from all parts of the world living in your country. Did anybody say, we don't like them? What'd they do to you? All they wanted was a life, to fulfill a life. That's all they wanted to do. They wanted to help people. They just wanted to have a peaceful life. But if someone wants to take revenge because someone got hurt in another country, that person themselves who left this country to fight in another country, what for? Why would you want to hurt somebody else's family when you have no reason to? Because that family didn't go after your family. But this is what people do. They have a tendency of judging those before they start to jump. It's like saying, well, if Johnny jumps off the cliff, are you going to follow him? Well, guess what? Sometimes people will because they feel like they want to be like Geronimo. Well, Geronimo was not stupid. Geronimo was not dumb. He jumped for one reason, because he felt that he had to protect his country. He had to protect his territory. Our people, our own people, they fought for what was right for them in our own territories. And the government says to you, oh, don't listen to them. They don't know what they're talking about. We are going to control this. Well, before you make any judgments, before anything, whether it's government, spiritual, anything, it's about life, and we need to get together and always say, as brother and sister, and to work together as a family, whether they're not related or not, but you need to work together because, yes, sometimes people don't always get along with each other. We may not have a neighbor that we care for, or the neighbor may not care for us. Because we became so private about ourselves that we shut out the world, we close our windows, close our shades, locked our doors because we're worried about somebody breaking into our house. Well, who started that? Society did. They put the word out that nobody had to trust anyone anymore. Don't trust them. They're all going to steal from you. Your grandfathers began to believe in it after. They already know what it's like when they were young. They left their door unlocked. Nobody walked in. Nobody stole anything. They believed that they didn't have to carry the key in their pocket. They just said, close the door. If they come over for a visit, just invite her for dinner. That's no problem. Let them have some dinner. Plenty of food on the table. Never kicked you out of the door. They made sure you ate before you left. But society today doesn't do that as often anymore. People don't bring them to your home. They kick them to the street. So one thing you need to learn to do is to also trust your fellow man sometimes. Check them out. and to make a better understanding about them and not being so angry. Anyways, folks, it's come to closing time, and next week I'll be having a guest, and her name is Suzanne Bohm, and she's going to be coming on, and she has written a book called Beyond the Tunnel, which basically she went through a near-death experience. Now, this woman here has quite the story, and she talks about being beyond the tunnel and presents a down-to-earth report of a out-of-world experience, and she also, I'm just reading this part here. She says, why am I here? Is there a meaning to my life? What's my purpose in life? Does God really exist? Are your prayers heard? Is God speaking to me? Is it just my imagination? Well, guess what? We'll find out next week. So in the meantime, folks, it's wonderful talking to you. I'd like to thank the caller for calling. I'd like to thank the people that are listening in on the radio as well. They're in the chat room. And in the meantime, in the between time, this is Derek White, Sky Cloud, and you listen to Between Two Worlds on bbsradio.com. And we'll chat with you folks next week. Take care. Bye.